1059 The Region, covering the most important stories of all, yours.
Well, good morning, York Region. It's Rob on the Road, live on location at the Community Safety Village in Stouffville for the 360 experience, where we challenged community members to step into the reality of youth homelessness. And I've got John with me, who actually started the walk last night, I believe around 6:30, 7 o'clock, and he's just arrived back. And John, how was the evening?
It was, this is my third year doing it, and every year there's stuff that surprises me. Went downtown this year, so that was a very interesting turn. I'd never been downtown in this sort of capacity before, so yeah, lots of things to learn today, lots of things to learn.
Downtown where?
Downtown Toronto. Downtown Toronto.
Okay. So
we made our way from, we started off in the Stouffville, the Safety Village in Stouffville, Ontario, and then we made our way over to Newmarket by accident. Then we went to Markham, and then all the way down downtown, and then back up to Newmarket at the end. So it has been nonstop going all day and all night long.
So I know when I did it, I was given $5 to play with to get myself to Sutton and back. So how much were you given, and then how did you use transportation to your benefit?
We were given, instead of being given a flat amount, we were being given a couple tokens. So for the YRT, we were given, I believe, 2 tokens each, passes, sorry. And for once we got downtown Toronto, we were given a TTC token each.
Now, how was the weather? Because I know when I was at the community center, it was blowing. It was probably a minus about 8. The wind was massive, and it started to snow.
Yeah, the wind, I think, was the biggest player tonight. Initially, once we started off, it was brutal. Chilling to the bone. It was honestly a relief once we got downtown and we had a little bit more shielding from the wind. But initially, oh yeah, it was chilling. I could feel it all throughout. It was cutting right through the jacket. And it's a good thick jacket too, so it must be hard to do that on a nightly basis.
Now, you mentioned you've done this 3 times. Why?
Well, I'm a teacher at Richland Academy, a school in Richmond Hill, and I think it's really important for teachers and just role models in children's lives to just show how important it is to have altruism and empathy at the core of your belief system. So today was giving me all the experiences, and in a couple hours, I'm going to go in and I'm going to share with the entire school, as well as with a few of my other teachers who joined me, on our experiences and our reflections for the night, to hopefully, imbue that passion for altruism into our students and give them that lifelong care for others. That's what we need in order to make these changes in the world.
Now, with your experience last night, what do you think the most eye-awakening moment was for you last night?
Oh, there are quite a few. One of them was on the bus. As I was, as we were trying to get to our first destination, there was a gentleman who, as I was about to get off, he asked me for a bottle of water. I said, I don't have a bottle of water, but I had some Tim's cards that I could give away. That's one of the things that we're given at the beginning of the night, are a whole bunch of Tim's cards that we can hand out to those who we see might be able to benefit from them. And as I handed it out, he started to confide in me in a little bit. He said that he had just gotten out of prison. And he was getting off of some harder substances, and he was trying to get himself clean on methadone, but he was having difficulty getting access to it right now, and the fear in his eyes, because this is a man who wants to better himself and wants to go forward and never backwards, and unfortunately, he just is hitting roadblock after roadblock after roadblock. That was definitely the largest takeaway. Another, as we were downtown, was just the sheer number of mistakes that can go wrong whenever you are trying to get from A to B. I know in going from Markham to downtown, there were closures on the subway line that prevented us from getting to where we wanted to be on a timely manner. And then the same thing coming back, there were 2 additional closures that made us have to reroute. If I didn't have a phone, if I didn't have any way to communicate or figure out what these bus routes are supposed to look like, I would be lost and stranded down there. And if the first couple of places that I go to for shelter don't take me, I'd be at a loss, and I'd just be out on the streets by myself.
Yes. You know, I was talking with Leslie from the organization yesterday, and it's startling as the numbers continue to climb with youth homelessness, and it's just unfortunate. So we need support like yourself, and we need to get that message out. That's incredible that you're a teacher. You're going to be telling your students about this today, even though you haven't slept yet.
Yep.
That's remarkable. So for more information to our listeners, all you have to do is go to 360kids.ca. John, one message, one last message for our listeners.
It takes just several small acts of kindness to make a massive difference in not just the life of one person, but the lives of so many people across the province and across the world. So in any way that you can ever see to just show that you care, always try to be that nice person. Always try to lend that helping hand, because you have no idea what somebody else is going through and how much they need to see that support.
John Alton, thank you again. This is your third time. I look forward to talking to you again. Hopefully you'll do the experience one more time, maybe.
Oh, as long as I can walk, talk, and have people helping me fundraise, I'll be at the 360 Kids Experience.
I love it. Go get some breakfast, get a little rest, because I know you got more kids to teach. Anyways, for more information on the 360 Experience, simply go to 360.ca. It's Robin Road, live on location at the Hub in Richmond Hill for 360 Kids.
Access off-air using the TuneIn app or by asking your smart speaker. Play 105.9 The Region.